Esk lay in the big, fluffy and slightly damp sheets of the spare bed in the attic room of the Riddle. She was tired but couldn't sleep. The bed was too chilly, for one thing. She wondered uneasily if she dared try to warm it up, but thought better of it. She couldn't seem to get the hang of fire spells, no matter how carefully she experimented. They either didn't work at all, or worked only too well. The woods around the cottage were becoming treacherous with the holes left by disappearing fireballs. At least if the wizardry thing didn't work, then Granny said she'd have a fine future as a privy builder or well sinker. She turned over and tried to ignore the bed's faint smell of mushrooms. Then she reached out in the darkness until her hand found the staff, propped against the bedhead. Mrs. Skiller had been quite insistent about taking it downstairs, but Esk had hung on like grim death. It was the only thing in the world she was absolutely certain belonged to her. The varnished surface with its strange carvings felt oddly comforting. Esk went to sleep and dreamed bangles and strange packages and mountains, and distant stars above the mountains, and a cold desert where strange creatures lurched across the dry sand and stared at her through insect eyes. There was a creak on the stairs, then another, then a silence, the sort of choking furry silence made by someone standing as still as possible. The door swung open. Skiller made a blacker shadow against the candlelight on the stairs, and there was a faintly whispered conversation before he tiptoed as silently as he could towards the bedhead. The staff slipped sideways as his first cautious grope dislodged it, but he caught it quickly and let his breath out very slowly. So he hardly had enough left to scream with when the staff moved in his hands. He felt the scaliness, the coil and muscle of it. Esk sat bolt upright in time to see Skiller roll backwards down the steep stair ladder, still flailing desperately at something quite invisible that coiled around his arms. There was another scream from below as he landed on his wife. The staff clattered to the floor and lay surrounded by a faint octarine glow. Esk got out of bed and padded across the floor. There was a terrible cursing. It sounded unhealthy. She peered around the door and looked down on the face of Mrs. Skiller.
Give me that staff!
Esk reached down behind her and gripped the polished wood.
No, she said, it's mine. It's not the right sort of thing for little girls, snapped the barman's wife. It belongs to me, said Esk, and quietly closed the door.
She listened for a moment to the muttering from below and tried to think of what to do next. Turning the couple into something would probably only cause a fuss, and anyway, she wasn't quite certain how to do it. The fact was, the magic only really worked when she wasn't thinking about it. Her mind seemed to get in the way. She padded across the room and pushed open the tiny window. The strange nighttime smells of civilization drifted in. The damp smell of streets, the fragrance of garden flowers, the distant hint of an overloaded privy. There were wet tiles outside. As Skiller started back up the stairs, she pushed the staff out onto the roof and crawled after it, steadying herself on the carvings above the window. The roof dipped down to an outhouse, and she managed to stay at least vaguely upright as she half slid, half scrambled down the uneven tiles. A 6-foot drop onto a stack of old barrels, a quick scramble down the slippery wood, and she was trotting easily across the inn yard. As she kicked up the street mists, she could hear the sounds of argument coming from the Riddle.